Do you expect an airstrike?
As long as the United States doesn't obey the international law and trample over the Charter of the United Nations, we have to worry that any administration, not only this one, would do anything. But according to the lies that we've been hearing for the last 2 weeks from high-ranking officials in this administration, we have to expect the worst.
Are you prepared?
We've been living in difficult circumstances for the last 2.5 years, and we prepare ourselves for every possibility. But that doesn't mean if you're prepared, things would be better. It's going to get worse with any foolish strike or stupid war.
What do you mean worse?
Worse because of the repercussions, because nobody can tell what the repercussion of the first strike, or you're talking about one region, bigger regions, not only about Syria. It's interlinked region. It's intermingled, interlocked, whatever you want to call it. If you strike somewhere, you have to expect the repercussions somewhere else in different forms, in a way that you don't expect.
Are you suggesting that if, in fact, there's a strike, there would be repercussions against the United States from your friends in other countries like Iran or Hezbollah or others?
Yeah, as I said, it may take different forms, direct and indirect. Direct, when people want to retaliate or governments. Indirect, when you're going to have instability and the spread of terrorism all over the region that will influence the West directly.
Have you had conversations with Russia, with Iran, with Hezbollah about how to retaliate?
We don't discuss this issue as a government, but we discuss the repercussions, which is more important, because sometimes repercussions could be more destroying than the strike itself. Any American strike will not destroy as much as the terrorists has destroyed in Syria. So sometimes repercussions could be many doubles the strike itself.
But some have suggested that it might tip the balance in the favor of the rebels and lead to the overthrow of your government.
Exactly. Any strike will be as direct support to Al-Qaeda of Houthi, that's called al-Nasra, Jabhat al-Nasra, and the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. You're right about this. It's going to be direct support.
This is about chemical warfare, and let's talk about that. Do you approve of the use of chemical warfare?
What do you mean?
The use of chemicals, deadly chemicals.
Do I think that we have to use those?
No. Do you think that it is an appropriate tool of war to use chemicals?
The chemical?
Yes.
We are against any WMD, any weapons of mass destruction, whether chemical or nuclear.
And so you're against the use of chemical warfare?
Yeah, it's not only me. As a state, as a government, in 2001, we proposed to the United Nations proposal to empty or to get rid of every WMD in the Middle East, and the United States stood against that proposal. So this is our conviction and policy.
But you're not a signatory to the chemical warfare
not yet.
Agreement.
Not
Why
yet.
Not?
Because Israel has WMD and it has to sign, and Israel occupying our land. Mm. So that's why we talked about Middle East, not Syria, not Israel. It should be comprehensive.
Do you consider chemical warfare equivalent to nuclear warfare?
I don't know. We haven't tried either.
Yeah, but you know, you're a head of state and you understand the consequences of weapons that don't discriminate.
Technically, they're not
beyond.
Yeah, technically they're not the same, but morally, it's the same.
Morally, they're the same.
They have the same, but at the end, killing is killing.